This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We're going to be talking about a special event that's going to be coming up relatively soon that we want to make sure you put on your calendars. And I'm happy to have on the program with me Lynn Punnett, the Manager, Community Resilience, ProMedica, Adrian Ebide Neighborhood Promise. And Lynn, it's good to have you back on the program once again.
Thank you. I love being here.
And we love having you. And we also have D'Angelo Boone, who is the Coordinator and Education and Programming Coordinator of the Education and Programming. And D'Angelo, it's good to have you back on the program as well.
Good to be back. Thank you.
Yeah. This special program is going to be coming up, but let's kind of talk about first about the Ebide Center, if we can. And Lynn, just maybe tell us a little bit about what the Ebide Center is all about.
Yeah, well, the Ebide Center, located at Comstock, which many people in community know, is it's part of ProMedica's efforts to address community health needs. And the specific focus is on areas in the community where health disparities, health inequities exist. But all people in Lenawee County are welcome to come to the Ebide Center, but that is the reason that we chose to have this center in East Adrian, because extensive research was done a few years back. Numerous resources revealed that in all of Lenawee County, the residents in East Adrian experience more health issues and have a shorter life expectancy than anywhere else in Lenawee County. So ProMedica knew it was just really important to establish the Ebide Center in East Adrian. Of course, it's open to all.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's really the crux of what it was established to address, was health issues. And it's those health issues that people don't go to the doctor for,
yeah.
You know, behavior changes, education, stress and financial management, trauma that affect your health. Those are the things that we're addressing there. And this health fair is a great event with all kinds of resources and services that will be offered that day.
So, D'Angelo, what Lynn was saying about, you know, what it is, what the Ebide Center is all about, is this event is directly going to be speaking to that. So, tell us about it.
Absolutely, yes. The health fair is made possible by ProMedica and more than 25 community partners. And true to the Ebide model, everything that's offered there will be free. And to address these social determinants of health that we face in East Adrian, it's important to have these different facets come together, offering a variety of services. And the list is long. It's over 25 partners that will be there. It's going to be located at the Ebide Center, located at Comstock, at 801 East Maumee. And we are hoping that everyone in the community take advantage of the resources.
So you're calling it Health in the Heart of Adrian.
Yes.
What a great moniker to use for this, D'Angelo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is going to be what day and time?
This will be November 1st, which is a Saturday, and it's going to be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay. So it's going to be more than information with this, right, D'Angelo?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we have a long list of partners that will be joining us and a lot of services that's going to be provided. And that was really important to have agencies available that would provide these services. So ProMedica will be providing several services the day of this event, including things like
glucometer. That's how you say it.
I would have problems saying that,
A1C
too.
Testing, right?
Yeah.
Which really, you know, a lot of people need.
Yep.
And stroke screening and cancer education and blood management. And those are some of the things that ProMedica will be providing.
But nutrition education.
Yep. Absolutely. And along with that, we're going to have All Hearing, which will be providing hearing tests. The Adrian School of Massage will be providing massage therapy. The day the Department of Health will be providing STI, STD testing, as well as flu vaccinations and birth control screenings as well. So we have a lot of agencies that's going to be present. The MAP program, the Meal Assistance Program, in partnership with Myers, will be providing dry goods and fresh produce. My Cousin Vinny's will be providing haircuts for our youth and community as well. So we're hoping to to really gather these resources together and have these services provided, as well as other educational material that's going to be present the day of.
You know, and at that time, that's right in the middle of Medicare open enrollment.
Oh, yes.
And so we will have people with, you know, expertise in that, because I think that has to be done by December 7th, if I'm not mistaken. And so, of course, information, but people will be able to find out the new options. You know, it changes every year,
yes,
right? So even if you're already enrolled, you're going to want to know what the new things are. And they can enroll that day there in,
oh, nice,
and get their enrollment done. And so, you know, that's really important, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dee, can I just add in that I wanted to remember to talk about the Lenawee Conservation District?
Yes.
Who is going to be doing a healthy gardening session. And, you know, gardening is good for people's health, right? And I know that you might think that's a little distant from health, but it's not.
It's not, no.
No, absolutely not. Besides growing good, healthy produce,
right,
or flowers or anything that really just brightens your life, you know, we recently learned that gardening has a direct impact on mental health.
Yes.
And so, you know, we just don't want to forget that. So I'm just mentioning that because you told me about that earlier today.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
But, I mean, that's all part of health.
It is.
Not only physical, but also mental health, too. Right, D'Angelo?
Right.
Absolutely. And emotional health. So it has this emotional component as well that it puts people in a better place emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows them to really focus on something other than maybe some more of the other traumatic things that may be taking place in their life. So it's a nice distraction,
yeah,
I guess I would say.
Yeah.
Along with that, because if you can get yourself in a better place mentally, that also affects you physically.
Yes.
That's
well,
the connection. That's right. And
yeah,
it's really direct. It's not indirect. It's direct.
It's
and
direct.
It's really, really important.
Yeah. So what other services are going to be offered during this event, D'Angelo?
So we're going to have a lot of education and awareness resources available. The Care Pregnancy Center will be on site offering prenatal care education. The Tecumseh Orthodontist Specialist will be there providing dental education and dental treatment care. And we'll have other agencies such as the East Adrian Community Coalition, which meets monthly to discuss activities that take place in East Adrian. They'll be there represented as well. And Girl Track, which is a new venture to encourage women throughout the county, throughout the city of Adrian, to walk and to walk together. So
nice.
Yeah. So it'll be a variety of resources that will be on site that I think is going to be really great for people to take advantage of and even just to learn what they
are.
Yeah,
and the VA will be there. WellWise Services will be there. Michigan Works will be there. They have tremendous resources available that I'm continually learning all that Michigan Works has to offer people.
Yeah.
Right? And so we're really glad to have the partnership with them.
This is really great, and the way things are set up there at the Evite Center, these different services are going to be, how is that going to be set up then, D'Angelo?
It's going to be set up very interesting.
Yeah, we're working on that.
But the way that we're looking at structure, so when folks walk in, they'll receive a map so that they'll know how to navigate the space and know where each service is provided at and what classrooms to go to. But everything will be held indoors.
Yeah.
And we'll have certain services kind of joined together in certain classrooms that offer similar resources.
Okay.
So I think that the way that it's going to flow, it'll be really easy for folks to navigate and to kind of understand the direction of where to go once they get into the facility.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have volunteers that'll help assist as well. So there'll be different ones there to make sure everybody gets to the right place.
Yeah,
they'll be in the classrooms and then in the hallway. I mean, just hearing test, for example, they need quiet space. So
right,
they're going to be in a separate space. You know, hair cutting, that's a hygiene thing. They're going to be in their own classroom. But as he said, we'll group people together as it makes sense in the space at Comstock. You know,
yeah,
it's an elementary school that's now providing adult and alternative education for Adrian Public Schools. And we need to say thank you to Adrian Public Schools because they are so good to allow us to be in this space and offer these services.
Yes, absolutely.
Great partner. Great partner to ProMedica.
So, D'Angelo, you're looking at, obviously, for the people there, well, here in Adrian, but did I hear right that this is open to anyone in the county mm-hmm. to be able to attend?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is. And it is free for our community.
Okay. Now, are you looking at certain populations, certain age groups to come to this, D'Angelo?
This is open for all ages. So we're hoping that families will come, youth will come, as well as our seniors in our community as well. So it's for all ages. And we're also going to have a kids zone. So you'll be able to bring your little ones, and while you're navigating the different services, you'll have somewhere for your kids to play.
All right. So, you know, get them distracted so that you can get that information right.
Yeah, right. Have some kids' activities. And the haircuts really are intended for youth. We're so grateful to my cousin Vinny's for doing that. But as capacity allows, adult haircuts would be accommodated as well.
Okay.
I think we do want to say, though, that we think that's going to be a pretty popular offering that day.
Yeah.
And we are probably going to cut off sign-ups at 2:30, even though the event says it goes till 3. We'll stay longer if we need to get all the haircuts in. But we're going to probably cut off signing up for the haircuts around 2:30. Was that your plan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you mentioned about signing up, is that just for the haircuts?
Yeah.
Or? Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
We'll take them in the order they come in and get signed up. But, you know, people, they don't even have to sign up when they come in this thing. We're going to count how many people come, but, you know, it's not like you have to register in advance. It's a walk-in open house day.
Okay. Now, this is going to be once again, D'Angelo, when and where and time?
This will be located at the E-Bike Center located at Comstock, which is 801 East Maumee here in Adrian, Michigan, November 1st from 11 to 3 p.m., 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on November 1st, Saturday.
So this is going to be good for a lot of people that if they are working,
right.
they'll be able to come on a Saturday.
Right. We did that intentionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for those that may have to work on Saturdays, maybe if they work until noon, they can still come.
They can still come.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So this is the E-Bike Center for those who may not really think where it's at. It's just down from the Adrian Post Office,
It is,
correct?
On the same side of the block, on the north side of Maumee. I think it's 3 blocks down from the post office.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is great. Such a great thing to be able to offer and hope that a lot of people will take advantage of this.
Yeah, we do too.
Now, we mentioned about the E-Bike Center that of this event, there's a lot of other things happening at the E-Bike Center too, right?
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, that's on November 1st, as he has said. But in November, throughout the month, we have 17 different offerings that month. And that's kind of become our norm. We're growing every month in the number of things that we're providing for community. We do have the coalition that meets the second Monday of every month, and all are welcome for that. You don't have to live in East Adrian. Anybody's welcome for that.
Okay.
But we established a partnership this summer with the YMCA, and we're really happy to be bringing classes from the YMCA back into the city. You don't have to go out to the campus at Hickman and the Y anymore. Mm-hmm. And so we have yoga for seniors. That's a specialty type yoga. And then yoga for all. We have the Lenawee Conservation District is going to do a session for us in November on the 13th called Moving Your Garden Inside. So
I like
preparing
that.
For the
yes,
winter.
Yeah.
We have been offering, this will be the third month in November, that we're offering Narcan training, education and training of how to administer Narcan and to know what to do.
Yeah.
And that's on the 20th at 4 o'clock. Hospice is a strong partner of ours. They are there generally every other month. And in November on the 20th, they'll be doing a grief and loss session at 5:30 in English. And Lupe will offer it at 6:30 in Spanish.
Nice.
So we'll have 2 sessions on the 20th with hospice. And then Mr. Boone here facilitates a group every month called Fathers of Lenawee. That'll be on the 25th, Tuesday at 4 o'clock. And that's not all. There's other stuff. I'll leave it at that. But
yeah.
You can go to the Facebook page, our ProMedica Adrian E-Bike Neighborhood Promise Facebook page, and see our schedule. If anyone is interested in receiving our schedule every month, either on an email or via text, They can give us a call at 264-1365, or they can email us at adrianenp@promedica.org. And we'll add you to our monthly mailing list.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is there a great resource they have, the eBite
yes.
Center?
Everything is free.
Yes.
Always. To any community partner who wants to offer something, the space is free to them, as long as what they're offering is free to community.
There you go. Like it.
Yeah.
And the Health in the Heart of Adrian, Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Adrian eBite Center. And make sure that's on your calendar.
Yes.
Be able to
please come.
Come,
folks.
Yes.
You'll absolutely. Be glad you did.
Absolutely. D'Angelo Boone, the coordinator of education and programming, as always, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
As well as Lynn Punnett, the manager of community resilience. Thanks so much again.
Yeah. Thank you for telling the community about this great event.
And this is a great resource, too.
Yep.
We're so lucky to be able to have it here in Adrian.
Yes, we are.
And available to everybody.
Yes.
Yes.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.